I'm drinking, and it's providing me a solution, and it's not a good solution. Drinking for me allows me to get there, right? And there is a place I've been looking, and every alcoholic in the room knows where there is. There is the top of the mountain. It's a magical place where everything seems okay, right? But I don't stay there very long anymore. I'm drinking, and if I'm going to the top of the mountain, right, I'm whipping through there pretty fast. I'm spending about, on good nights, 20 minutes there. And then I'm whipping through. And if you whip through and you go over the top of the mountain, where are you heading now? Back down the mountain. And my experiences were starting to turn on me. And it wasn't just this happy-go-lucky, fun time drinking. It was starting to, I was drinking more than I wanted to drink. I was doing and saying things that I didn't want to do. Most of all, I was starting to hurt people that I didn't want to hurt. I was starting to take actions that were embarrassing to me and to the people around me. I was starting to do things that I would regret. Things seemed like a good idea drunk. I was the guy who, I was very emotional drunk. I was always in some bathtub crying about something, just doing stupid things. I was the guy at 3 a.m. who decided, hey, you know what would be a great idea? To call every ex-girlfriend I've ever had and profess my love. Awesome. And I would do that, right, and have to undo those kinds of things. So, one night, I was at this party, and by this time, I'd become this guy. I've drank, passed out, and I'm now getting second drunk while everyone else is just showing up to the party. It's demoralizing. And is that a motorcycle? Or?
Yeah.
Ah, all right. I thought the gates of hell were opening up. Suck me in. I don't like this talk. So I was at this party, and I was feeling really bad about myself, which was not uncommon. Now, I believe that God gives you gifts, and I believe that if you use them to serve God and his kids, they are gifts. And I believe if you use them to serve yourself, they are curses. I've been given a gift sometimes. I've been told that I can communicate. But if I choose to use it for my own personal gain, it becomes a curse. And this particular night, I used it to hurt people because I hurt, and I'm tired of hurting, and I want everyone else to hurt. And I started just hurling insults and observations at people and just vicious stuff. And this girl finally steps forward and she's like, what the hell is the matter with you? And I remember stopping and looking at her, and I didn't say this out loud, but a voice inside of me, deep inside of me where the truth lies, was like, I don't know. I don't know how I ended up standing here saying, I don't mean anything I'm saying. I don't want to hurt you. I don't know what to do, and I don't know what's wrong with me, okay? And that was the honest to God's truth as a 18, 19-year-old kid standing in front of those people. That was what was going on. I didn't know. I've known something was wrong with me for a long time, but I've never known what it was. Now, let's talk about alcoholism for a minute. Let's just pause this story. Alcoholics Anonymous, right? The most successful recovery-based group and fellowship of people that the world has ever known for alcoholism. Yeah, right? Very cool. Let me tell you something about AA. We don't define alcoholism. Let that sink in for a minute, okay? Is there any other group in the world that would try and pull that off? Imagine the American Heart Association. Hey, yeah, you guys do great work. By the way, what is heart disease? We don't define it. We don't know. But we don't like it. If you have it, get out. And no, right? But God bless AA. Here we are. Well, we don't, you know. Imagine if you're new, okay, and you're walking in the door. And by the way, if you are new, and when I say new, I mean maybe you're in your first 30 days, maybe in your first 6 months, maybe in your first year. I want to welcome you. I also want to welcome those of you who may be in your last 30 days and don't know it yet, because I've been in both of those positions. But if you are new and you walk in, what is the obvious, most biggest number one question on your mind? What is alcoholism? We don't know. We don't define it. We're not sure. What's the second question? Do I have it? We can't tell you that. It's not what we do. Well, what do I do? You do what we